CJW Mobile.
KD, how you doing this afternoon?
Doing well. How are you?
We've been doing some work around the house, cleaning up, throwing out, getting rid of clothes we hadn't used in a long time, and you know, we thought it was going to be rainy pretty well all day, so we had this plan, and we're making good progress.
That's what I'm doing too. I just finished dropping off a box of books at Goodwill. Took an old bicycle to the recycle place this past week. Got rid of some old batteries. I guess the French have a saying, les grands esprits sont en concert. That means great minds think alike.
Yeah, something else kind of interesting. We took clothes out of one of the closets, every bit of them, and hung them up in the garage. Now when you walk in the garage, you have this musty smell. So we're washing everything and drying it before we put it back.
That too. So, for T-shirts, I put them in on the top and I take them all out on the bottom. That keeps that from happening. But you got to reach underneath, and when you go out the bottom, you got to go across from left to right as you take it off the bottom and front to back. But anyway, common problems.
We also bought a dehumidifier a little over a week ago and started running it, and it'll dump about a half a gallon of water in there in about 6 or 8 hours, so that was well needed.
Dehumidifier, I think our air conditioner does that, except it dumps it outside where the air conditioning unit is. But the bathroom has its own little extra booster in there to keep the humidity, because there's water in there all the time, to try to fight the humidity in the bathroom, which is higher than the rest of the house.
Yeah, but anyway, we're doing pretty good, and getting some stuff done that's been needed to be done for a long time. We had about 50 or 60 old VHS tapes. Took them and got rid of them because it's stuff we didn't want to watch anymore.
We found some VHS tapes, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, underneath, like when we replaced the TV, underneath it, buried back in there with a VCR. dinosaur equipment. I don't think we digitized to what was there, whatever was on them, but yeah, those things come cropping out every now and then, don't they?
Still got about 4 or 5 VCRs. They all work. But we hardly run them anymore, but, we got some stuff we want to watch. If it's like a rainy weekend and you can't do anything else, we do have certain things to watch. Anyway, hope y'all are doing well otherwise.
Cooling it a little bit, we're slowing down from the weekdays on the weekend, trying to not do quite as much. It looks like that rain might come back again, though. It was kind of clearing off, but now I see to the north, to the east, it looks like it might be rolling back in dark again.
It tends to dry for so long, it's good to have some rain coming down. But anyway, I've got a bunch of vacation time I got to take between now and the end of the year. I've got like 4 weeks, so I've got some time scheduled, and some plans to get things done around the house. Some other work that needs to be done.
Well, use it so you don't lose it. I guess, does your company only let you roll over so much and the rest of it just gets gone?
We have to take every bit of it. And I wish they had not done that either, because you don't ever know if you're going to get sick, be out a couple of weeks or something.
That's the same reason I didn't. If family's going on vacation, I'd burn it, but I never did burn a day here and there just for, burning a day here and there. I always held on to it for a rainy day. And then wound up losing a lot of it. At the end, they let you carry over a week, I think, but probably lost a couple of weeks a year every now and then.
Some too, because the problem is I didn't ask for it soon enough, and everybody else had days scheduled off, and I couldn't take any, so I had to be there.
If you lose, you lose. That's okay. I enjoyed my job enough to where it wasn't much like a job, so, I did. The only part I minded about working was not being able to do other stuff I wanted to do.
Something that I heard somebody say, find something that you enjoy doing, that way you never feel like you have to work.
Worked for me for my whole career. Well, most of it. When I was a kid, I was washing dishes at Western Family Steakhouse. That was work.
I was a produce at Winn-Dixie Grocery Store, and I hated every minute of it.
One time as well, I was in the meat department cutting up meat. And that was work, too. And then every now and then when the truck came in, that was really work.
Have to do what you have to do to keep a paycheck. I think my lowest paycheck was $12 for a week. That was, I was still in high school, and the Winn-Dixie I was working at wasn't doing too well, so I didn't get many hours.
I mean, back then I had insurance to pay and tires that I was burning off that I had to replace. I was a kid. that was my biggest thing. Insurance, tires, and gas. Sometimes an oil change. That kept me working, kept me busy. Anyway, I'm backing into the driveway. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Good talking to you. I haven't talked to you in a long time. KC4SKD, W4DJW.
Good ride with.
Hey, Dave.
I'll have a good rest of your weekend. KC4SKD.
W4WOZ.
Hey, Rod. How are you?
We're doing good. I have a quick question for you, sir. Is there a group of drone flyers? Do they have like an association or a local group that somebody could contact them?
Control modeling clubs. There's a bunch of them in this area. And I suppose that's what you mean by drone. Unless you're explicitly meaning like multi-rotors that have AI systems on them, which is a real drone. But if you're just talking about radio control airplanes and some of them being quads and some of them being helicopters and some of them being airplanes, then there's Fire Tower RC, there's Western Carolina Radio Club, there's Blue Ridge Flying Tigers, and there's Foothills Flyers, and there's a Campobello Flyer. So that's five clubs right there. That you can Google and find their location on a map.
Because when I did Google the drone flyer thing, I ended up with a bunch of guys who advertised, you know, taking photos with their drone, which is great, you know, but that wasn't what I was looking for. Okay. I'm seriously thinking about buying one, and I wanted to get off on the right foot, so I'll see who I can figure out and find out. Thank you very much, sir. W4WOZ.
Okay, Rod. Yeah, it is very misleading. That's why I tried to clear that up. It's, I don't know how successful I am. But anyway, I think nearest you, where you are, south of Michelin, is the Blue Ridge Flying Tigers. So I think if you Google them, their airfield is probably closest to you. It might be a tie between them and Western Carolina Radio Club. I'd Google both of those and see which one is closer. And that's, you know, those are just the ones I know of off the top of my head. If you Google Upstate South Carolina RC clubs, you're probably going to get a lot more than that. Or you could go to the Academy of Model Aeronautics, and they'll tell you where all the sanctioned fields are. AMA, Academy of Model Aeronautics. Anyway, I'm backing in the driveway. Good talking to you, Rod. Take care. Have a good one. W4DJW. Clear.
KQ4 AOC, monitoring frequency, AM4 and AC.